You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to archpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store, and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to archpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's archpodnet.com/members.
This is episode 194. For the 13th of July, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and on today's episode, we learn about the Applegate Trail in Nevada. Okay, this little explanation of the Applegate Trail I've found is kind of a compilation of the Applegate Trail and a few other things that used the Applegate Trail and used sections of it. So that's what I'm going to read you today. It's actually some of the stuff I've written and some stuff from other sources. It's for a report I'm actually writing right now on the Applegate Trail, and hope you enjoy it. The Applegate Lassen Emigrant Trail, and let me stop right there. Emigrant means people that are essentially going from one place to the other in their own country. They're moving from one place. If you moved from Boston to New York, you emigrated to New York. So people emigrated from the East typically, or the Midwest, out to the West. I'll start over. The Applegate Lassen Emigrant Trail was established as an alternate route to Oregon in case of hostilities with Britain over claims to the Northwest and due to many difficulties crossing the Snake River, Columbia River Plains, and Cascade Mountains. The history of the Applegate Trail begins with the John C. Fremont Western Expedition of 1843 and 1844. His detailed report was heavily utilized by Jesse Applegate and his crew of 13 men in 1846 when he passed through the Black Rock Desert and High Rock Canyon country, blazing what would later become known as the Applegate Lassen Emigrant Trail, which follows Fremont's general route. Guided by Fremont's official maps and reports, as well as a map by Peter Skane Ogden and information obtained from Hudson's Bay Company, the Applegate Party opened a route to the northwest through the Black Rock Desert and High Rock Canyon into Oregon from the California Trail near present-day Imlay, Nevada. The trail served as an alternate route to Oregon Trail for emigrants from 1846 through the 1850s, with 1849 being the year of its greatest use. And for those of you that don't know, probably a lot of you, Imlay, I-M-L-A-Y, is a small town right on Interstate 80 in Nevada. It's not even a town, really. It's just a few houses at this point. And it's just east of, it's between Winnemucca and Lovelock, Nevada. So that is west of Winnemucca. During its first year of use, 90 to 100 wagons utilized the trail to Oregon. In 1848, California emigrant Peter Lassen created an offshoot of the Applegate Trail, the Applegate Lassen Trail, that extended southwards from Goose Lake through Lassen's trading post and ranch located near modern-day Chico, California, and ultimately the California goldfields. Leery of the experiences of the Donner Party, many of these gold ranch immigrants took the Applegate and Lassen trails to the California goldfields, believing it to be an easier and safer route. It is estimated nearly half of the immigrants to California in the year of 1849, some 15,000 to 20,000 people, took the Applegate Lassen Trail. Many of the 49ers camped at Mud Meadows due to the natural abundance of water and forage, and accounts of these camping visits were written in many emigrant diaries. And Mud Meadows, so you guys know, is just south of Soldier Meadows, kind of like in the Soldier Meadows area, which is just north of the Black Rock Desert, which is where Burning Man happens, just so you can help orient yourself. Diary authors often describe the constant volume of traffic along the trail, the quality of the resources, and daily life in their accounts. The trail could not sustain the large volumes of travelers that arrived with the gold rush. Its resources were especially strained along the segment of the route between the Humboldt River and Black Rock Springs. It exceeded capacity with disastrous results and earned a dangerous reputation when the limited resources en route were depleted. Grass was quickly consumed, and small watering holes that defined the route could not supply the thousands of people, and many livestock died en route. As a result, word quickly spread, and the trail was scarcely utilized over the next few years by California-bound travelers, but continued to be used by Oregon-bound travelers into the 1850s. The discovery of gold in Northern California and Southern Oregon in 1851 again made the route more desirable. The Nobles route was a cutoff from the Applegate-Lassen route and a much shorter and better watered route that avoided the long, dry stretch of travel along the Black Rock Basin. The route was established in 1853 and utilized the portion of the Applegate Trail between Lassen Meadows and Black Rock Springs. The route was named for William Nobles, who was the first to delineate the cutoff in 1851 while searching for gold in the Black Rock Desert. In 1856, the Nobles route was shortened by the discovery of the hot springs at Trego, which we've stayed at, which is nice. The new route went directly from Rabbit Hole Springs to the hot springs at Trego and across the desert to Granite Springs, bypassing the long dry segment between Rabbit Hole and Black Rock Springs. Improvements were made to the route in 1856 when Nobles obtained $300,000 in funding from Congress for its development as an improved wagon road, which became part of the Fort Kearney South Pass Honey Lake Wagon Road. The newly developed route superseded the old California and Oregon trails in the 1860s as an emigrant route to the coast, and traffic dropped off considerably through Soldier Meadows area. So that is a brief accounting of at least a section of the Applegate Trail near the section that I worked near the Black Rock Desert. We went out there and did some recording, and it was, I'll tell you what, it was pretty crazy camping along that trail when we were doing the project because it's so far from anywhere. You have to camp out there. And just thinking about the number of people that passed over that trail in pretty horrible conditions, and I'm freaking out because, you know, we ran out of coffee for the morning, or we might not have, you know, enough spare tires, but we have cell phones and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, just something to think about, and I hope you enjoy that. I hope you learn something about early immigration into the West. Not quite as old as the East Coast, but it's really fun to learn about, and people had a hard time getting in here, and they really persevered. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor ARC 365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle, and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.